helped my neighbor clean up her garden, but I forgot I had my new sneakers on. Now they're all muddy.
Well, unfortunately, the good deed you did isn't gonna make those sneakers clean again. Welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. I'm so glad that you're listening today. You know, I love a new pair of sneakers, but the sad fact is it doesn't take long for those shiny new shoes to get dull and dirty. And then it's really hard to make them look brand new again. That's kind of what it's like with sin. A lot of people try doing good things to clean up the sin in their hearts, but the Bible tells us that our good deeds are nothing more than filthy rags or muddy sneakers. Only Jesus can clean your heart. He promises that when you confess your sins and turn to Him, He'll wash you white as snow. That's what our story's about today. It's called Dirty Sneakers. All right, Oliver exclaimed as his mom presented him with a pair of bright new sneakers. They're just what I wanted. I'm glad you like them, said Mom, but let's try to keep them clean. Save them for school or when you're out with your friends. You have plenty of old shoes to wear when you're in the yard or playing basketball at the park. Okay, Mom, Oliver said as he put on the new shoes. He did remember to be careful with them for a while, but one day when he came into the house, he left a trail of muddy tracks through the kitchen. Stop right there, Oliver. Oh, your new sneakers, they're a mess, Mom pointed to his mud-caked shoes. I'm sorry, Mom, said Oliver. I forgot I had them on. Mrs. Alberts needed help in her garden, and I guess I went a little bonkers with the garden hose. Mom sighed, shaking her head. It was nice of you to help her, Oliver, but in spite of your good deed, your shoes are still dirty. Yeah, Oliver looked down at his feet and sighed. They look pretty bad. Then he smiled. It's kind of like the verse we learned at church last week. My teacher said it's easy to think that the good things we do can cover up the wrong things we've done. But the verse we learned says our good deeds are like dirty rags, or in this case, dirty sneakers. They can't make us clean. That's right, Mom said. Nothing we do can ever clean up the sin in our lives, and that's why we need Jesus. She bent over to help Oliver pull off his dirty shoes. Jesus promises that when we confess our sins to Him, He will forgive us and wash us white as snow. Can you forgive me too, Mom? Mom smiled. Of course I'll forgive you, Oliver. I'll try to be more careful. Oliver looked at his muddy shoes. Will you make my sneakers clean again? Not as clean as Jesus can make your heart, said Mom. But I'll do my best. Bring them over to the sink and I'll check the cleaning supply cabinet. Well, how about you? Do you ever feel like your life resembles a pair of dirty sneakers? Do you think if you do good enough things, you can make up for the stuff you've done wrong? The Bible says that good deeds are never enough. Only Jesus can cleanse your heart and replace your wrongs with His right. Confess your sin to Him today and be forgiven. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, get your parents' permission first, then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse today is Isaiah 64:6.
We are all infected and impure with sin. When we display our righteous deeds, they are nothing but filthy rags.
And our key thought for today, good deeds won't cover up sin.
Have you checked out Keys for Kids Radio? Here's what kids have to say.
Hello, I'm Adley. I listen to Keys for Kids Radio, and I want God to hear my heart.
Check out Keys for Kids Radio at keysforkids.net or search for Keys for Kids in your app store.
Well, thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. As always, I'm Zach. We'll see you tomorrow.